Thank you for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Hey, Zach.
Hey, Action.
I'm a punt. Oh, here he got three been about three whole years, 5 years. I know it's over.
Right.
Now, you said that first loan that I was trying to get, that loan you said about, y'all approved $5,000 for $100 a day.
Y'all right.
You said that was the worst offer you ever seen.
Yeah.
But normally y'all get the $10,000 at the same rate of $100 a day if you've been in business good and all that.
Yes. Yes, correct.
But I'm gonna tell him to call you because I told him, I said, man, crying and stuff, man, I need to go get me a damn new truck, brand new truck with warranty. I said, man, no. I said, ain't nothing wrong with rebuilding your old truck, man. I said, what it is, you only living load to load. If you living load to load, you can only afford to pick one or two things at a time. You need to attack your whole truck. One time, you build and put the trucks out there. Because what you're going to do, trying to get a brand new 2017, you're going to end up with a $3,000 a month note. Yeah, you're going to have to find a 700,000-mile warranty bumper to bumper. You're going to end up with a $3,000 a month note, a $100,000 truck that you're going to be stuck with for the next 8 damn years with headache.
Yeah.
It's already a headache having your own authority keeping up with all this government shit.
And figure he's going to end up paying like $150 or $60 on that brand new vehicle. He could probably get a used one for half that. And the engine would already be worn in, you know?
That's why I told him, I said, you ain't got no note on your truck. You pay cash for all three of your damn trucks. You don't owe nothing. I say,
boom.
All you need to do is, you don't owe nothing going on.
Have him give me a call.
His trailers, everything. He owns his own trailer. All this. But what's happening is, it's quick to break down on him. Now you got two trucks broke down. One I'm driving and the one he's driving. I said, man, look, you're going through a storm, what the Bible calls a storm.
Mm-hmm.
Don't make no fucked up decision right now. Don't be mad and make rash decisions that you're going to pay for it. You got good shit. You got a good truck. I see. Look at the upside. You own all your shit. You don't own nothing.
Exactly. So just repair it.
Yeah, repair it. Put the money. I ain't got no kind of money. I said, what you need is a good lender to loan you some repair money and repair your shit. I mean, you might have to put your shit up for collateral, but you ain't going to owe no damn payments. I mean, like owe a damn dealership or a bank.
Yeah, and the thing is, these would be short-term as well. So, you know, he gets that money, pays off the truck, runs a couple loads, pays off the loan, you know, he's good to go again.
Yeah, I told him, I'm going to tell him to call you.
Yeah, have him give me a call.
Put him up on ground. He can more explain to you the situation to me. But I just drive for him. I don't know everything. I'm pretty sure everything I'd have told you, that's what it is.
Yeah, you know, have him give me a holler when he's free. And, you know, we'll see what we can do for him. It sounds like it should be an easy one to assist him.
Yeah, he's more established than me. He's been having his own authority for years.
Yeah, shoot him, you know, when you talk with him, shoot him my direct dial, and I'll be more than happy to, you know, see what we can do for him.
This is your direct number here.
Yes.
Yeah, 779.
Yeah, and
okay.
I appreciate the referral, man. Thanks a lot.
Oh, no, anybody help me out, bro. I'm going to pass it along to somebody else that needs help.
I appreciate it.
You don't sound like one of them old crooked fly-by-night financial operations trying to get all that high money out of the internet.
No.
You've been very consistent, man. They call me. Yeah, we talk about the game, religion, everything. All right, man. You somebody I can hang out with on the weekend and barbecue and drink plenty of damn beer and talk shit about the football game.
If we lived in the same state, I guarantee that we'd probably be doing that.
It don't matter. I'm finna get me a 45-foot clad motorhome. I'm coming to San Diego, guys.
Yeah, you know what? I got a parking space for you.
Hey, good. Cause I'm gonna need one. Cause that motherfucker gonna be 45 foot long. I'm going. I already saw it. The man gave me the price on it.
Nice.
He said, "Come on, get it, man." He said, "It ain't so much about your credit check. They just bring me 10% down, and they normally it's about whatever your credit score is. Then that determines your down payment. But you ain't gonna get turned down,
just right?
Like y'all do. What y'all do, you know?"
Yeah,
so man. I want that bad boy. That 45-foot bad boy. But it is under $100,000, $70,000.
That's a steal.
Yeah, for 2001, it only got, I think you say it only got 40,000 miles on it.
Oh, shit, that thing's not even broken in yet.
No, it's not. You know, cause, you know, those are the things you don't drive every day. You just drive them on the weekend.
Yeah, and then...
Game.
You know, you have it, you know, parked somewhere else outside your property and just go grab it when you're going on a trip or what have you.
It stays parked more than you drive.
Pretty much. Pretty much.
Man, I say, damn. Yeah, man, I think, even if it is, I don't care about it. I ain't looking at the age of it. 16 years old. I'm looking at the mileage and who made it and price it.
Yeah, the condition of the engine, you know, that's, and then all the internal workings of it.
500 horsepower coming deep. Boy,
boom. That's power.
Fuck.
Right there.
That's power there. Boy, I say, and it got a tag axle on it. Most of these old damn RVs ain't got no tag axle.
Right.
So to do that, two axles back there. I said, man, I don't want all that damn weight. You just gonna put one axle back there? You need two axles back there, all that damn weight.
Then you can. And then pull a vehicle behind that, right?
Exactly.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Sounds like a decent setup.
Yeah, man. It's here. It's in my home. I mean, not too far from where I live in Fort Worth. There. Yeah, old super RV center. Got thousands of damn RVs over there for sale.
Yeah, we'll help. Yeah. You know, we'll help you get working towards that.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm going on. Get that done, but it starts with these trucks first, got it.
Right, one thing at a time.
Hell yeah. But I shoot my partner that your number, and I tell him to call you, man. All right.
Yeah, have him give me a holler, and we'll help him out.
He's somewhere broke down, too.
Uh-oh.
Trying to get his shit kicked. I tell him, you might lift his day up, shit.
Okay, I appreciate the referral.
Yeah. Okay, then.
Take care, my friend.
God bless.
All right, you too. Have a good weekend. Bye-bye.